Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Morecambe Museum of Fashion. Before we go up to the fashion exhibition, Clothes of the Future, I would like to show you some slides on the screen and say a few words about the history of fashion. I will also mention some of the important people in fashion. This will provide an introduction for you and will prepare you for the clothes that we're going to see in the exhibition. As I'm sure you know, nowadays, fashion is something that almost everybody enjoys. People of all age groups and all incomes usually have an interest in what they wear. But this has only recently happened, and I will tell you why. Until the beginning of this century, it was only the rich who could afford to follow fashion. There were no factories to make many copies of the same article as there are today. Rich men and women wore trousers, jackets and dresses, which were made especially for them. This picture here shows a young lady being measured for a dress that she will have made by hand, exactly how she wants it to be. Ladies' clothes in those days were long and usually tight-fitting and made of heavy material. However, the new century, the 1900s, brought new ideas. The important person at this time was Coco Chanel, who started making clothes in 1908 in Paris. Many people think she was the 20th century's most important influence on fashion. Chanel loved to wear loose-fitting clothes and produced jackets and skirts which everyone admired. Here's a picture of one of her ladies' suits. Even today, people still wear styles like this when they want to look smart. Young Paris designers all began to produce simple clothes and skirts started to get shorter. The idea of special clothes for playing sports also became popular in the early 1920s. Things like long shorts and tennis clothes started to become fashionable. Soon, factories produced these new styles more cheaply, and then many more people were able to enjoy fashion. In 1947, after the Second World War, Christian Dior used all the new materials available to produce a fashion which was known as the new look. As you can see in this picture, he made skirt lengths longer again. Later, in the 60s, flower power and student fashion were popular. In London, Mary Quant introduced short skirts. These were worn with boots that went up to the knee. Look at the white, shiny boots in this picture. And now we come to today's exhibition. Some of the clothes you will see today will be very different from anything which you have seen before. The exhibition aims to take a look at the sort of clothes that we might wear in the next 50 years. Let's go inside and have a look at the exciting clothes that are waiting for us.